It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump for today. What's today? It's Tuesday, February 18th, 2020. Well, not a lot of jokes today, folks, but we do have a mock draft update. That's right. Mel Kiper Jr. has put out his mock draft 2.0. Now, rather than waste your time with all the stupidity that doesn't matter about that draft, I'm going to go to the Wayback Machine and play a bit from 2008 when I was working with my friend Brad Morris on ESPN Radio in Chicago, writing bits that never made it to the air. Here's one of them featuring me as Mel Kiper Jr.
ESPN Radio and the Second City Sports Report presents Mel Kiper Jr. sizing up this year's NFL Combine.
There's a lot of players at the Combine looking to improve their draft position, and this week will give them plenty of opportunities to do so. I'm going to give you my top three risers at the Combine. We'll start with quarterback, and this one has a real opportunity to make a jump. I'm talking of Anthony Morelli out of Penn State, 6'4", 219. Started games every year at Happy Valley. O negative blood, which is positive. He collects comic books and once went 34 hours without peeing. His favorite movie is Sybil, starring Sally Field. If he shows accuracy in his throws, I have him moving to the first day of the draft. Next up, we've got a wide receiver out of Nebraska, 6'4", 210, good size. We're talking, of course, about Maurice Purifoy. He has a Plexico Burress-type body. He's a Nebraska receiver, so you know his hands aren't worn out. I'm told he once ate 33 White Castle burgers in 20 minutes, which has to be some kind of record, right? Speaking of records, Maurice has an extensive record collection, including some very rare and valuable ones. After several calls to his mother and other relatives, I found out that until he was 11, he was known as Momo. But on his 11th birthday, he said no mo to Momo. Ha! That's a little joke there. But the story is completely true. If he interviews well, I see him maybe going as high as the middle second round, perhaps to the Bears, or maybe to a different team. Finally, on the defensive side of the ball, we have Dre Moore of Maryland, 6'3 and a half, 310 pounds. He was a bit of a mystery to me until last week when I was able to track down his address and go through his garbage. Apparently, he subscribes to OK Magazine and eats a ton of string cheese. By sneaking into his house and hiding in a closet, I discovered that he listens mostly to show tunes and is a chronic and prolific farter. If he can harness some of that gas into 30 or so bench press reps, he could make it into the bottom of the first round. Tune in next week when I bring you my list of the 75 best place-kicking prospects in junior high. This is Mel Kiper.